In Syria, President Bashar Assad issued a blanket amnesty to protesters yesterday. But the opposition says there's no real telling how many more hundreds, perhaps thousands, will remain in the regime's secret jail. That's because they're not entirely sure who was arrested in the first place. Meanwhile, protesters continue. Several regions are now outside government control. Even Damascus, the country's capital, has started seeing signs of unrest. And some observers fear there will be an outbreak of a full-fledged civil war. Some say that's already started. Joining us now is George A. Lopez. He's a professor at the Kroc Institute of International Peace at the University of Notre Dame. Good morning.
Good morning, Celeste.
You know, let me ask you, you're especially an expert on sanctions and how they work to perhaps encourage behavior among foreign governments. And I'm wondering what could be done at this point. The Arab League monitors, some of them themselves say that their mission was not a success. What could be done right now with Syria?
Well, it's a really tough situation. I think we believe that the sanctions, particularly from the EU and the U.S., might have the same effect they did in Libya in sparking more defections from the elites and raising questions within the inner circle. But Mr. Assad really has much staunch loyalty, greater than Gaddafi had, and really has sparked more fear among his own sect that the combination of what he calls an outside conspiracy, and the internal dissent is really a fight to the death. So he's polarized the situation in ways that sanctions are having an effect on the ground, but not on the elites that we thought they would.
I mean, how are we to interpret the actions of the international community? You got some very strong words from the UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. Will that end up having any kind of influence, do you think?
Well, it's certainly unprecedented for someone like Bonn, and I think the real ball has been tossed now in the court back to the Russians, who've been staunchly opposed to UN sanctions and condemnation at the Security Council. And the next few days will tell us a lot about that, how much Russian stubbornness will be maintained.
All right. So where do you stand on the idea of civil war? At what point do we start to call this a civil war? Some people say that point we already came and went.
It may very well have. I think it's more dangerous than civil war in the sense that it's much more chaotic. We know the opposition is not as united as it certainly was in the case of Libya or Tunisia. We know that the defections have really led to more deaths among military people, killing military people. We know that Assad has a very large Russian ship parked right outside his door, which has delivered certainly a great deal of armament. So we're looking at really, I think, more increased repression before you have a state of any kind of negotiation. I think the only hope here is that Assad doesn't strike many of us as the kind of person like a Gaddafi who's going to take to the streets and fight it out to the death. I think he's going to continue to breed chaos until an exit point is no longer a question for him, and he'll leave the country in chaos in the streets.
That's not very uplifting hopes for Syria there from George Lopez, professor at the Kroc Institute of International Peace at the University of Notre Dame. George, thank you so much.
Thank you, Celeste.